Excited. We've got a special guest in the studio, Morena, Rachel Ashby.
Morena. Hi. How are you both?
Back at the old stomping ground.
back at the V. On the other side. Oh, God, my voice is already gone. On the other side of the desk.
I did say to Rosetta this morning, I was like, Radio Mummy's coming to see
Mummy
Rachel.
Fire Rach and the Stewed.
We've got a lot of exciting stuff to talk about. It's a really busy time for you. Anyone who's not aware, Rachel now works at the New Zealand Music Commission, has been for a little while now, but you're deep in Music Month prep.
Yes, I hope everybody's got their alarms set because Friday is the 1st of May, which is
huge.
New Zealand Music Month, aka the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah.
Deeply, deeply student radio core is to be like above and beyond. I was listening to Liv's show maybe even 2 weeks ago and they were already like, I'm playing 100% New Zealand music from now until the end of Music Month. I was like, it's halfway through April. I love to hear that. So it's a pretty awesome time of the year where we get to, I guess, really turn up the volume on the celebration of sounds from Aotearoa. So it's a good time.
It's a real good time. And it's sort of, there's something for everyone. You know, there's something for the lovers of music to listen to lots of New Zealand music. But there's also a lot of resources and events on for those who sort of are adjacent to the music scene as musicians
or totally.
Industry professionals or whatever, to get some resources and sort of connect with one another, eh?
Yeah, for sure. It's a really good time to focus attention on the conversations that are naturally happening in our music communities at the moment, and also, you know, bring new people into the fold. I think it's a great doorway, Music Month, for those conversations and for also letting people understand, yeah, those resources and tools that exist to support you on your music career, whatever that looks like. It might be making music, it might be as a manager, it might be helping your friend's band book shows and then somehow making that a career for yourself. There's heaps of cool opportunities and a lot of mahi that people are doing already that they may or may not know there are all these networks to support them. So like a big part of the kaupapa for us is helping people find the other people that are doing these things and making some of the processes a little bit easier to understand or a little bit less sort of mystified.
Yeah.
And a big thing that we do every year is the annual New Zealand Music Month Summit. It's traditionally rounded off Music Month. So it's usually been in the last weekend. And we've sort of realized actually some of the conversations that come out of that day, they're always super interesting and really cool. And actually, it'd be a really nice way to start the month. So we've shifted it this year to this Saturday, the 2nd of May. And it's happening at the Tuning Fork. There's going to be a bunch of great panel discussions. There's so many awesome people sharing their knowledge and their whakaaro about a whole bunch of amazing parts of our music communities and industries. And it's free to come along. You just need to register for a ticket. And you don't have to be a musician. You could be just interested in what's happening. But if you are a musician or if you are kind of working in the music world in whatever capacity, this is a really, really good day for you to come along and meet some other folks and just kind of have some good conversations, I reckon.
For sure. There's so much happening and so much to talk about. And I feel like I've gone to a few of these now. And I think it took me a little while to initially put my foot in the door because I thought it was sort of this daunting thing of like networking.
Actually,
it's sort of beautiful because there's people at all stages of their careers.
Totally.
Learning. It's about community building.
It is, yeah. And I think the word networking can be a bit scary or maybe also a bit like people can think they're a bit too cool for it or whatever. But actually, networking just means hanging out and having conversations with people who are interested in the same stuff as you or have a different perspective on it. And we're doing it all the time naturally as gig goers. If you're going to a gig, that's networking. You're making connections in your community. This is just the day where we're focusing it around specific conversations. And it's the same people you'll see at gigs or people maybe from gigs in other parts of the country who we've brought into Tāmaki to have these conversations together around some of the ideas and topics that we know have been kind of present at the front of people's minds this past year, which maybe we could talk about some of those.
Yeah, tell us about what some of the panels are.
Well, we've got a really cool theme for Music Month this year, which I think is really responsive of these kind of conversations we've heard. It's called Our Sounds, Our Spaces, and it's like reflecting on the places that celebrate and uplift New Zealand music, but also where music happens, where people are engaging with music. So that could be obviously, you know, music venues is like the most primary one of those places, but it also means like school halls, it means marae, It means community halls. It means libraries. It means council spaces. It means your bedroom, if that's where you're making your tunes. It means all sorts of different things. And it's been really nice to see that, I think, where we gather is really at the front of people's brains at the moment. So we've been thinking about that a lot when it comes to programming the summit this year. And we're kicking the day off with a big discussion about all ages spaces, because there's some really, really cool and exciting all ages scenes happening around the country at the moment. Particularly down in Dunedin, there's some really, really exciting bands coming from that, which like listeners will have heard in the top 10 at the moment. But also we're seeing a lot of really cool stuff coming out of Northland. We've got Jessie Samu, who runs 116 in Whangarei, is going to be along. Abby Symes, the legend, the absolute goat. If you've ever been to Palmy, if you've ever been to The Stomach, you've probably met Abby. They are the friendliest person in New Zealand. So Abby's going to be there. Natasha Griffiths is coming up to chat about what's happening in Otiputi, and you're going to be moderating that one, Rosetta.
I am.
Which is awesome. So we're going to have a big chat about what's happening in all ages spaces, where there's really big successes and maybe where there's a little bit of like mahi to be done or gaps at the moment. We've also got a panel that is kind of about growing your audience in Aotearoa and different like ways you can do that as an artist. We've got such a slay lineup on this one.
This is hot.
I'm moderating this one and I'm feeling very stoked about it. We've got Diva Mahal, we've got Lady Six, we've got Mikey. They're all going to be talking about it from an artist perspective. And then we've also got Duncan Grieve, who people probably know as the founder of The Spin-Off. He's got a new kind of music platform called Loom, which he's going to be talking about. It's really nascent, but it's pretty exciting. So we're going to hear a little bit about that. We've also got a really beautiful panel about the places where Waiata Reo Māori thrives and also the spaces in which those kind of conversations are happening that maybe aren't always apparent to people who aren't privy to those conversations, but also where there's like different forms of connection happening. That's Ko tō tātou reo, ko tō tātou oro, our language, our sound. We've got Dr. Eugene Fuimaono chatting about that. Jordan with a Y, such an amazing artist.
Such a queen.
Mohi, who's also amazing and was actually my tutor when I did Māori at uni.
Oh, awesome.
Which I always think is very cool. And then he's obviously such a cool artist. Yeah. Noima, who's an amazing producer and songwriter. And then Sarah Owen from the Māori Music Industry Collective is going to moderate that one. You get free kai, by the way, if you come to this. You get a whole lunch provided, awesome. Which is mean.
Okay, I'll see you there.
See you there. We've got a big conversation about practical putting on of a show. And I think this one's going to be really interesting because it's if you are really experienced, you'll learn a lot from this. But also, if you're brand new to putting on gigs, these people have been doing it for so long and doing it in so many different capacities. Audrey Seatanga, who manages like Christoph El Truento, Lady Six, she's going to be chatting there. James Goldsmith, who's been a sound engineer on pretty much, I think if you've listened to a really good record and you thought that sounds awesome and heavy and massive, probably James worked on it. Jazz Kapow, who has been kind of across everything that you could possibly do back of house. Lucy McRae, who obviously runs Whammy Bar, works at the label, is in Dick Move, is just sure such a cool wahine. And Charlotte Ryan's going to moderate that. We've got a kōrero to end the day as well about some of the kind of council and community facilities that are out there. And we've got folks coming down from Northland. We've got people coming up from Ototahi and from the Waikato and from Tāmaki to talk about things that are happening in their neck of the woods as well. So it's a jam-packed.
Jam-packed
awesome. Day.
So cool. And I feel like something I love about the summit is there's always some really cool bigger sort of broader conversations around, you know, how we foster community, what we can do to support one another, some more broad themes, but then also there's, you know, the practical side of live, like the nitty-gritty of things that you should be thinking about if you're putting on your first gig or getting started in terms of the logistics of everything. So I love that all the bases are covered.
Yeah, totally. It's a little bit kind of cerebral. You can get real up in the galaxy brain conversations about how we change things that we don't like in the sector, how we make stuff work better for ourselves, but also super practical tools to just kind of get started on things you're interested in. It's a mean day, and then there's heaps of chances to, you know, say hi and hang out and
ask pad thai as well.
Totally. So come along. It's free. You just need to register for a ticket. If you go to mmf.co.nz. That's the Music Managers Forum. You can find the full run of the summit day. And you can also go straight to Moshtix to get yourself a free ticket there too. But it's going to be a mean day. Come along. Even if you're just interested in hearing what these conversations are about, it's a really great way to kick off New Zealand Music Month.
Mm, so cool. And there's also a chance to pick up a May book, right?
Which
is full of amazing resources.
Yeah, totally.
The Music Commission works very hard on, and I always love to read that.
Yeah, it is. It's a great way to start it off, and it's just going to be such a cool music month. I mean, we've got like Tate Prize tomorrow, feels like the unofficial launch.
Yeah.
The AMAs are at the other end of the month.
And T-shirt day as well, the
music
day after.
T-shirt day, so many cool things happening. And, you know, I don't think BFM listeners need to be told to get out there and go to a local gig, because I see yous all the time. But, like, you know, get your mates to come with you.
Yeah.
Get your flatmate who's, you know, usually like playing PlayStation on a Friday night, you know, tell them that it's their civic duty for New Zealand Music Month to get out there and go to a gig.
It's a really good skate playing for you.
It's a really good time to get patriotic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is as close as I ever get to a bit of patriotism.
I'd say so.
Oh, well, thanks, Rach.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up for a corridor. Everyone head along to the Music Month Summit happening this Saturday at the Tuning Fork. It's going to be lots of fun, lots of really insightful whakaaro, and some lovely chances to connect with some very cool people across the music scene. I reckon we'll listen to a bit of Diva Mahal, because it's never a bad time to listen to Diva Mahal.
She's so amazing, and I mean, she's going to be speaking on this panel, and then she's playing a gig that night at Double Whammy, so a great way to sort of really kick things into gear is get a ticket to Diva's show and go have a mean time.
Pretty much any time I talk to Diva, she always like really spits some wisdom as well, so I'm excited to hear what she's got to say on that panel. Okay, let's listen to one of the new ones from her new EP. This one's called Slow Down. Thanks, Rach.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Music Month. Thanks, New Zealand Music.
Woo!
Isn't it awesome?
We love it.
To the land, let your guard.